Saturday, April 24th, president at Camp David, the day of the big peace demonstration in Washington. I was in most of the day, mainly to be on hand if anything arose on the demonstration, but nothing did. They developed a huge crowd, close to 200,000, no violence, basically a pretty non-stirred up group. They gathered on the mall, started the march early down to the Capitol, had the usual speeches and singing, etc., at the Capitol, and then pretty much dispersed. No problems. From our viewpoint, that'll probably come next week when the violent group gets started. They were smart to do this at the Capitol because the crowd looked a lot bigger there than it did last year at the Monument Grounds. The president called from time to time to get updated on how it was going. He was mainly interested, of course, in seeing that it was downplayed as much as possible. He didn't seem to be particularly concerned about it. He did think we ought to try to counteract in some way the veterans' effect of last week, and particularly the failure of the media to give us any coverage while it really super covered them. The only other thing on the president's mind was the question of press conference timing. He had read Buchanan's memo suggesting that this wasn't a good time for a prime time press conference because it might be overexposure, and the president felt we had some alternatives, maybe to do one in the office with radio coverage or on news time at TV, which is what he really is pushing for. And wants me to explore with some of the other key people at a meeting on Monday. As it developed, Chapin had set a meeting for tomorrow, so we'll have them review it then. End of April 24th.